This is the grand lobby area, which we were hoping that the tenants can just get out of their apartments, visit.
Kodiak Island Housing Authority's Mindy Pruitt leads the tour, starting in the lobby dominated by a giant sculpture of dock pilings by local artist Mark Widevine. Metal sea creatures cling to the wooden poles and sit on stones placed around the pilings. The top of the sculpture pokes through a square hole in the ceiling and into the floor above. Beyond are seats, tables, and even a virtual fire. I have to admit, I had to look twice.
From there, I was a little tricked. But now I see it's an illusion.
Yeah.
Pruitt then shows me the activity room upstairs. There's a kitchen area with more tables and chairs. The same artist from the lobby also installed metal salmon swimming around the upper corners of the room, near a window with an expansive view.
You've got your bridge to the right, the full channel, mountains.
Pruitt leads me through wide halls into several different rooms.
So this is two bedrooms. Every bathroom in the apartment complex is large, just in anticipation of somebody ever needed a wheelchair or a walker, that they had plenty of room to navigate in their bathroom. So they're all very comfortable in size.
They're also built to be quiet.
All the cupboards are slam resistant. So if you're a drawer slammer, it's going to be hard to slam in there.
The last apartment Pruitt shows me is the two-bedroom wheelhouse suite.
Do you have any other apartments this size?
This is the largest one. This is the one that is the most unique, probably, in the property. Yeah, it's 1,083 square feet.
Oh, okay.
So it's large.
Pruitt says a friend inspired the suite's name.
And he goes, I feel like I'm in the helm of a big crabber. And so he was like, we just need the wheel right here. And we came up with the wheelhouse suite.
Pruitt says the unit's price is $2,300 per month. She also says the range for the other apartments she showed me goes from $1,550 to $1,850, not including electricity, cable, and landlines. Several apartments fall outside that range. And Pruitt does say that 55 is the lowest minimum age to apply for housing at Emerald Heights.
There was a feasibility study done in Kodiak, and that was one of the needs that was identified, was housing for people 55 years of age.
To see pictures of the Emerald Heights rooms and artwork, go to kmxt.org. I'm Kayla DeRoche.